Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Today's episode is going to be called Going Nowhere Fast, because I was thinking about how in my life, you know, throughout my journey, trying to obtain different things throughout life, sometimes I would be chasing things and going after them with such eagerness and, you know, like tirelessly, like on my Kevin Gates, I don't get tired, waking up early, going to bed late, working all day and going and going and going, because I thought that there was something in my might that I could do that would change the outcome of my circumstances. And although, you know, by working hard, you can obtain things, and by, you know, going after, having faith and going after those things, you can get closer to them. Ultimately, we only get what God has for us, right? And God knows we only want what God has for us. But sometimes you can be doing all of that work and have all of that motion and still not go anywhere. Like you're on this treadmill of life where you're running and you're running and you're sweating and your body's hurting and you feel like, you know, I've been doing the work for so long and nothing is happening. And it just feels like there's no movement, right? Like, what else can I possibly do, God, to make this happen? I'm doing everything in my might, and it's still not happening the way that, you know, I want it to, or the way that I'm praying to see it happen. And I think that we have to come to the realization that when we get to a point where we realize that we can't do it on our own, that's when God steps in. And when we forfeit control and hand it over to God and surrender, you know, still do the work, still have the faith, but understand that there are some things that only God can do. And to really relinquish the tight hold that we have on the outcome and give it to God, that's when things really start moving. So do you remember when you were a kid? And maybe you didn't do this, maybe I'm only the only person that did. But as a kid, I would sometimes lay down on the ground and look up at the sky. And you would see the clouds would be moving so fast, right? And I remember one time getting up and asking an adult, like, how come the clouds are moving so fast, but when I'm up moving around, it doesn't feel like, you know, like the world is moving? But the world is moving, because when I lay down, I could see that it's moving. And, you know, back then, I don't know the response that I got, but as an adult, looking back at, you know, that childhood experience, what comes to me is that when we are moving fast, when we are out here in the hustle and bustle and, you know, we're chasing after things and we're doing all that we can to make that thing shake, then we're not able to see all of the movement that is happening around us. But when we're still, when we're, you know, figuratively laying on the grass, we're able to see that there is so much movement all along. And I think that that's what happens when we get still in God, when we relinquish that control, when we allow God to be God, and we allow him to kind of, you know, construct the things the way they are to be. When we're just still, you know, like the word says, be still and know that I am God. I don't think that that means don't do anything. I think that that means stand on my word, trust in my will, understand that everything that I meant for you to have, everything that I mean for you to be, will come to you and will be at the time that I've already declared, right? So I feel like if we're in a season, you know, maybe I can say that I'm in a season right now where I'm trusting God for a thing, but I also have peace that if it doesn't happen right now, that's okay. That whenever it happens, it will be in God's perfect timing, because one thing I don't want to happen is for me to get to a place before the blessing does, right? Like imagine, you know, you waiting on the next bus and you get to the bus stop, but the bus ain't coming for 3 hours. And now you just sitting here waiting. That's more frustrating than handling my business and getting there right on time and getting on that bus when that thing pull up. Amen. So I feel like, you know, I want what God wants for me. And I know that you do too. I know that you want to make sure that you are aligned with the will of God. You want to make sure that you have the things that God sends you. You don't want to hurt yourself by attaching yourself to people, places, and things that don't mean you well. So in that space, you have to be able to be still and know that even if you can't feel it, it's working. And even if you can't see the motion, it's still moving. Things are still happening for you, even if you can't tell. And sometimes you can't tell because you won't slow down. You won't be still enough to see things move. So I want to challenge you. If you're dealing with something where, you know, maybe you feel overwhelmed. Maybe you feel like, BZ, I'm really giving this thing my all and I'm just tired. I'm tired of swinging and missing every swing. I'm tired of fighting and feeling like I'm the more that I fight, the more tired I get and the more I have to fight. Maybe this is your call to just be still, to just stand, to just know that just like when I was little and I would lay on that grass and look up at the sky, things are moving. Everything is going to meet you at the right time. You are becoming the right person for the right place. God is sending you people that are going to be attached to this next space He's taking you to. And it's all going to happen in the time that He has designated. And you don't want it to happen any earlier. You don't want to rush the process because you might mess something up. So if that is a word for you, then you know, just know that we're in this together. I too am trusting God for some things. And I too have to remind myself that once I've done all that I can, my job now is to trust that God has the rest under control and that I'm not going to miss anything that He means for me to have. And that if I don't have it yet, that just means that either it's being refined so that it can suit me or that I'm being refined so that I can sustain it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank You for this moment. Lord, I thank You for everyone that has made their way to this podcast today. Lord, I thank You that You are creating the space that they desire to be in. Lord, that some of those things are still being worked out. So although we want to rush the process because we are so excited about the plans that You have for us, Lord, we understand that You have a perfect time. You have a perfect way. You have to align all of the pieces so that it all works together in the way that You have already constructed that maybe we don't understand, but Lord, we will thank You for it in the end. Lord, I thank You for bringing us together today. Lord, I thank You that we are continuing to grow and that blessings are on their way to us that surpass our prayers. Lord, that we are praying at one level and You are about to bless us at a level that we can't even reach. So Lord, I just thank You for all that You are doing. I thank You for all that You have done. I thank You that there is such a mighty word on the life of someone that is listening right now. Lord, that You are clearing the path. I hear in the spirit, Lord, that they got to be willing to let things go because You are clearing the path. And that if they don't release the things that they're holding on to, You can't replace them with better. So, Lord, we trust You during this time. We trust You enough to let things go. We trust You enough to be in the space that maybe we're tired of being in. Maybe we feel like our time is up, but You're saying, just a little bit longer. We trust You enough to hold here. Lord, I trust You. I love You. I honor You. I thank You. Lord, I know the great things are on their way to us. And Lord, I consider it all done in Your time. And I thank You for the timing because, Lord, I know that if it was up to me, I would just mess it up. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Please share this with a friend, and I will catch you on the next episode of Jesus and Coffee. And I hope you stuck around to this part, because this is where you find out that the next episode, we may have a guest. Later.